Well, it's a very wet Saturday, and I'm sitting in the house by myself, and you can probably hear from my breathing, and I'm sitting down, that I'm having a really breathless day today. If you can hear a slight hiss, that's not me deflating, that's my oxygen supply. I'm lucky enough to have a machine at home that actually makes its own oxygen. It condenses oxygen from the atmosphere and pumps it through a pipe. Marvellous machine. It means it never runs out as long as an electricity supply. Basically, I'm fine, which is good because I need it for my breathing. Also, a lot of breathing I find is in my head, if that makes any sense at all. It's very easy to start panicking because you think, I can't catch my breath. And then the more you panic, the faster and the more shallowly you breathe, which makes your breathing worse. And then you're tipping over into a panic attack, and that's awful, absolutely horrible. So one of the things that really, 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 really irritates me about having this breast cancer, which is now in my chest and my lungs and my rib cage, is that it's starting to eat away at my independence. And I am a very bloody-minded sort of woman. I mean, I've managed to leave a marriage, bring up two children pretty much by myself, still work, still start work at 5 in the morning for quite a long time, get childcare. And then I met Andrew, and he's wonderful because he looks after me, oh, like you wouldn't believe, like I'm the Queen of Sheba, which makes me feel a bit guilty. But it's starting to lose that little bit of independence. And one of the other things is that I now don't like being left home alone. It sounds really stupid at my age, because you have to think, well, if anything happened, no, let's not think of anything happening. I'm fine, I've got my oxygen, I'm very breathless. One of the reasons I'm doing this is, I want to be brutally honest. I'm not going to like saying this, but you're probably not going to like listening to it either, but the toilet's upstairs, and I've just had to find a plastic beaker, or like a plastic bucket, in the kitchen, because I knew that I'd never make it upstairs in time. And we need a bucket in my own kitchen. That's not nice. Really isn't nice. And it's only because I can sell it to myself thinking, well, it's just because, you know, I woke up having had a kip on the couch, needed to go, and had to stop myself dashing for the stairs because I would never have made it up. But then you just think, okay, let's be sensible about this. You're then looking for cleaning the stairs rather than just finding an old plastic biscuit bucket thing and being able to throw that away. So, yeah, I'm sorry. It's not nice, but that's what cancer does to you every now and again. And I'm really not bad at all. So we shall have to wait and see. Although I'm probably suspecting that a few of my friends are going to be looking at me slightly askance when I go back into work. And if any one of you comes up with a bucket and asks if I need it, I'm quitting, all right? You are in so much trouble.